Chip Roy is with us. Talk to us about the battle for the Speaker of the House. Hello, Chip. How are you?
Glenn, I'm doing well. We're engaged in yet another series of meetings this morning. We were here until midnight last night at the Capitol, and we're going to continue to fight for the people that sent us here to fight for them.
Well, A, I appreciate that, and I hope that America responds. I think the Karl Roves of the world are thinking that people like you are going to get a lot of calls and deluged at your office today saying, don't you dare, you go with Speaker McCarthy. I think the other is going to happen because I'm done, Chip. When the Senate passed the omnibus bill, I was done. If you guys don't have the freedom to investigate and the teeth and the backbone to actually do things in the interest of all Americans, why did we vote for any Republicans?
Well, Glenn, that's the question. That is the central question. People have been asking, like, what's the message? And I tried to deliver a message on the floor of the House last night that what we're fighting for are the tools and the leadership necessary to stop the swamp from rolling over the average American who are sick and tired of seeing this town undermine their freedom, spend money we don't have, and continue to violate every promise they've ever made in the campaign. I'm going to come up and I'm going to cut spending. We're going to balance the budget.
Correct.
We're going to secure the border. Bull. You saw what happened unfold with that ridiculous $1.7 trillion bill. There was no real significant pushback from the House leadership when Mitch McConnell stuck it to the American people, made it impossible for us to secure the border, took away our leverage, and did it so that the current D.C. establishment could get what they wanted in terms of a big spending bill for the defense complex and to jam through something that the American people didn't want. That's what we have to stop, Glenn.
Okay, so
that's what this is about.
So I am with you. So now, will those of you who are mounting this battle, is there a compromise McCarthy could make?
So I would have told you 48 hours ago that the answer to that question was yes. The problem is there is a growing group of hardcore no votes against Kevin because of the way things unfolded yesterday at the Republican conference meeting, in which Mike Rogers stood up and threatened members from losing their committees. And when lies were being told about what was behind the motives of members seeking, quote, petty personal privileges and being on certain committees, which was a total lie because members offered in good faith, all right, put me on the Appropriations Committee. I don't want to be in the Appropriations Committee, but I'll do it, right? Or put me on the Rules Committee. That was me. I said, sure, put my name on the Rules Committee as someone who would do it, even though I don't want to fly away from my home and miss my family on Sunday night and fly up here to be here on Monday mornings to set the rules. And the Rules Committee is the funnel through which all things get to the floor. The fight in 1923, when there were nine rounds of votes for the Speaker, the culmination of that was a complete change of the Rules Committee because it's so powerful. It's a secret committee, kind of, that nobody knows about, that just sits there and decides what bills get to the floor, what's in them, and what it looks like.
Mm.
So we had a debate about that. And then people lied about it. So now you got a bunch of members that are saying, you know what? I can't trust him. I'm not going to be able to vote for the guy. Now, that being said, Glenn, literally the conversations I had till midnight last night and this morning is trying to work in good faith on how to change the institution. I, speaking for myself, there would be a path for me to get there. But the path for me requires us to be able to control the ability of the legislation that gets to the floor and stop something like that omnibus bill in December.
So hang on just a second. May I just break this down for idiots like me? I think what you're saying is, because I was stunned when I saw you all sitting in the chamber yesterday. I'm like, wow, I haven't seen that since turn of the century. The problem is all of these bills are being done behind closed doors by just a small group, and then it's brought to the floor not for discussion but for a vote, yes or no. And you want that to stop, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. And we made progress. And Glenn, this is important. The progress we've made over the last 60 days to get rules is not because Kevin was standing up trying to figure out, oh, I've got these great ideas on how to make the place better. It was because some of us, five in particular publicly, that were no's, said they weren't going to support Kevin, and then another seven of us signed a letter saying, here are the kinds of things we want to see change. That forced the conversation to get changed. Now these guys are running around saying, well, we gave you everything you want. No, you didn't. You gave us some things that will be an improvement, but you didn't give us the key things, which is what is necessary to stop big bills that the defense world and the liberals in the among Democrats jammed through. Remember and consider, Kevin voted in the minority with more Democrats than Republicans on multiple bills over the last decade. Since he has been in Republican leadership, the debt has gone from $11 trillion to $32 trillion. He voted, for example, for good Latin.
You don't need to talk, right? I am not for. Right. I mean, I get it. Tell me what the specifics are that have to be changed, because I think people need to know specifically, what are we fighting for?
The key thing that I believe needs to change is that we have to have people on the Rules Committee who reflect the conservatives who send Republicans to Washington to change the town. That seems wonky. What is the real message? Is that we need conservatives, enough conservatives. I'm not saying put every Freedom Caucus member on there. I'm saying you need to have actual conservatives who will stand up in defense of the American people from the big spending in this town, be on the committees that actually determine what gets to the floor, combined with the changes to the rules that we are partway down the road in getting of opening up the floor so we can have amendments and debate on the floor so that we can kill this stuff. So we're kind of halfway there, but halfway there ain't there. And so if they're not going to work with us to get us there, then that's the problem. And yesterday damaged that and may have created an environment where there's too many guys here who are saying, we can't cut a deal with Kevin. I don't know. Mm. That's what we're working through.
Is there somebody that you think everybody could agree on?
Look, I think here's the problem. If I go out and say, I think person X is the guy, then that might poison
got it,
person
got
X.
Got it.
So we're having conversations. I promise you, there are people that would surprise you that are in the sort of center of the world around McCarthy who are having conversations openly. Privately with us, but like having conversations. But let me give you an example. I nominated yesterday two guys on the floor. I picked one. Byron Donalds was my first vote. Why did I pick Byron? Because Byron is a second-term congressman who is not sullied by the swamp. Successful businessman, father, conservative, he's a friend, proven track record, worked in the Florida legislature. He's a good man. The speaker doesn't have to know every ins and outs of the swamp to make it work. And in fact, we would be great. It would be a breath of fresh air to have someone who doesn't come with a taint of the swamp.
Yes.
So I picked Byron Donalds. Second, I nominated Jim Jordan. He's been here longer, but he's got a history and a track record of fighting the swamp. That's the whole point. Kevin doesn't have that, okay? So if we're cutting a deal with Kevin, we better damn well get the rules that will box him in. Otherwise, you got to have a deal with a leader who you can trust to break the swamp, to break the cartel that's destroying our country, spending money we don't have, leaving our borders open, continuing to empower bureaucrats that undermine our freedom. We have to stop it, Glenn. The tools we need have to give us the tools to stop continuing to do the same thing we've been doing over and over again. While every single Republican goes back in campaigns and then comes to this godforsaken town and throws our country down the drain and undermines everything that the men and women in uniform have so fought so valiantly to save for our kids and our grandkids. That's what this is about.
Are you fighting for, or do you already have enough power of investigation to be able to answer the questions that must be answered this year? Must be answered.
So I would say we were going way down the path of organizing and we have the fire and we're ready to go after a lot of the entities that need to. Jim Jordan and Judiciary Committee, for example. And we've already been having lots of conversations and meetings. Everybody's freaking out. Oh, you don't have a speaker. It's like, hold on, like 24 hours, 48 hours. The world's not going to implode if we don't have a speaker in place while we try to get it right. But we're ready to go on a lot of these things. You would ask me, do we have everything? I think we need a more aggressive, expanded church committee style effort to go after the weapons government. I think that we got some headway in that. There were some offers to do it. That was I think good conversations were going on that, but they kind of stalled on Monday night around other factors. So I think we made headway and we're in a good place to be able to do some good things with that. But we got a lot more work we need to do.
Do you see us, I think in 29, or no, it was 1856, I think, where it went on for like 130 votes. Do you see us in a 1856 or a 1920s kind of situation?
Well, right now we're through three votes. We're going to go there in an hour and 15 minutes. We know there's going to be at least a fourth. My guess is there might be a fifth or a sixth, and we're going to continue to have conversations today. Kevin doesn't have the votes. So we've got to work through on getting it there. And we're either going to get it there through fixing the rules and getting it to where we can protect the American people and do what we said we would do to stop the swamp, or we need a new leader, or both. But we're working on it as hard as we know how to do. But the American people need to be patient, knowing that there's a group of people up here fighting for you. That's what this is about, fighting to defend the American people against the swamp. That's everything that we're trying to do.
And the most effective thing any listener can do?
Call your member and tell them to stand with us to get what we need to get to stop the swamp. And that means Kevin McCarthy needs to come to the table, or we need a new leader. But don't go, you know, walk away and get, you know, don't walk away because you're hearing people go, oh, my God, you might end up with a Democrat speaker. That's only going to happen if Republicans vote for a Democrat. Republicans vote for Republicans, you get a Republican speaker, and we're going to keep working to do that.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Chip Roy from the great state of Texas, congressman from Texas.